Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, praise Him one more time. Father, we just give You thanks. Glory to God. We worship You, Father. Amen. Happy Easter, everybody. I bet they're celebrating in heaven. Oh, glory to God. I wonder what heaven celebration's like. Must be awesome, right? Glory to God. Well, it's good to see all of you this morning, early service. Going to be a great day. Amen. Resurrection day. Praise God. Time to rise. Because He lives, we can live also. And we have that hope in Christ Jesus. I want to read a story here about a man who lived a while back, before my time. But his name was Harry Houdini. How many of you ever heard of Harry Houdini? Okay, have you put his picture up there? You have it up there? Okay, quite a character, right? I just want to read this. It said, Harry Houdini, many of you have heard of him. He died in October 1926, but his claim to fame was that he was a magician that specialized in spectacular escapes. As a matter of fact, he was said to have laughed at locks and sneered at fetters. They said that of Harry that he had the flexibility of an eel and he had the lives of a cat. They did all kinds of things to try to incarcerate him. They would seal him in coffins. He would escape. They riveted him into a boiler. He escaped. They sewed him up in canvas bags. He escaped. They locked him in a milk can. He escaped. They sealed him in a beer barrel, and he escaped. They put him in maximum security prisons, and old Harry somehow got out. But in October 1926, old man Death laid his hands on Harry Houdini and put him in a grave, and he is yet to escape. As a matter of fact, he told his wife, "If there is any way out, I will find it. If there's any way out, I'll make contact with you, and we'll do it on the anniversary of my death." For 10 years, she kept a light burning over his portrait. And at the end of the 10 years, she turned out the light. Death had Harry, and he could not escape. You know, we try all, you know, and now a new thing is that, you know, the people want to live forever, try to find out how they can increase their lifespan. But the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And Harry Houdini, who escaped almost everything that they came up with to lock him into, could not escape death. Amen. But we serve a risen Savior. He did escape death. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? I'm thankful for that. And I think about John on the Isle of Patmos, which was a volcanic island that he was put on in his latter years. And he's the one that gave us the book of Revelation. And I know that's a hard book to understand many times. But you know, one thing, in the beginning of the book of Revelation, Jesus appeared unto John. With a garment down to his feet, hair white as snow, eyes were as flame of fire, voice sounded like a waterfall. And Jesus said to him, "I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen." And I like this part. "I have the keys of death and hell." Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you imagine that? Jesus proclaimed that. Jesus rose again. He's not in the grave any longer. Our God was dead, and all other gods are dead. But our God, Jesus Christ, is alive today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus went to hell on a mission. You know, I asked my daughter the other day, you know, we were talking about Good Friday and why, you know, they called Friday good. And to us it was good because it set us free. Jesus paid the price for the sin issue. Amen. And we said, well, what do they call Saturday? The day in hell. Praise God. A day in hell where Jesus fought off all the hordes, all the demonic powers, everything imaginable. He paid the full price. But you know, Easter came. Resurrection came. That third day came. And he busted out of that tomb. Glory to God. In glory. Just for you and I. And you know what? He didn't come out empty. He was holding a set of keys. I should have had my keys with me. Amen. But he was holding a set of keys that will unlock any situation in our lives that is death to you and I. Amen. And there's so many things that we could call death or dying. But you know, it's time not just to talk about the resurrection. It's a time to experience the resurrection in our life. How many of you are born again today? You know Jesus in your heart. Glory to God. So today we celebrate Christ rising from the dead. And you and I, we can experience that resurrection power for ourselves. Amen. How many of you ever got caught up, in those, you know, kind of movies? I'm thinking of one that was out, you know, The Walking Dead. How many of you ever got caught up in that show? The series, Walking Dead. Well, I'm glad you didn't, because it was kind of stupid. Amen. But, you know, my mom and dad passed, and Pastor Judy's mom passed a few years ago, and they're dead, but in reality, they're living. Amen? They're living. They're with Jesus. The Apostle Paul said to be absent from the body as a Christian is to be present with the Lord. So they're really alive. But there are many people, and maybe some of you today, who are alive, but you're not really alive. You're dead. Not only dead spiritually, but you're dead emotionally. You're dead other ways. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But this morning, I want to let you know, Jesus has the keys to resurrect whatever you're going through in your life. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It could be your finances, could be relationships, it could be your marriage, it could be your dreams that you once dreamed, and for some reason your dream has died. Why has it died? Well, Satan has come through situations, through hardships, through blockages, through doors that he slammed in your face to put that dream to death. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus, because he rose from the dead, can give life to every part of your being. Amen. Hallelujah. The apostle said in John, it says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Glory to God. Because he rose, we can rise again today from anything that has kept us in bondage. Glory to God. Number one, it could be emotional death. It could be stressed out. This year has been a stressed out year. And it's still going on. They're still talking about having to lock us up again, or we're going to have to wear a mask, even if you take the shot, and all this kind of stuff. In the natural, there is no hope without God. There's no hope without Jesus, knowing Jesus. Amen? I'm glad we know the truth. Last year this time, I had to preach to an empty sanctuary. We were all at home watching I watched myself preach the Easter sermon last week, eating something. How many of you gained weight over this past year, right? We were locked down and put some pounds on there. Praise God. I remember that. Easter. Praise God, we're able to meet together today and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. But, you know, there are a lot of people. Suicide rate has gone up. Drug addiction has gone up. Things have gone up that is bad because people have had no hope. They have no hope for a future, okay? There's great fear in some areas still. I talked to my cousin out in California the other day, and she said a lot of the churches are still not opened up in California, and some are just opening up today. She said still there's so much fear out here. Even with a vaccine, people are afraid. And who's the author of fear? The devil. Amen. The devil is the author of fear. And that can cripple us. That can kill us emotionally. We're stressed out. We're in turmoil. We're lonely and we can't sleep. We're in crisis emotionally. But let me tell you, Jesus took the keys. I mean, when he came out of the grave. And I'll tell you what, he wants wholeness for your life. No matter what you're going through today. Amen. And then the second thing is relational death. Death of maybe a loved one this year. People have lost loved ones to COVID-19 and other things. Or maybe you've gone through a divorce or something's happened in a relationship and it's dead. There's no hope to ever resurrecting that relationship. But again, Jesus is your answer for a new life. Amen. Praise God. Because he lives, because he rose, we can rise also. And of course, spiritual death. Spiritual death. What is spiritual death? Spiritual death is eternity without God. Eternity without God. You know, the Bible says that in every person, there's eternity that God's put in our hearts. There's something in us that we know that it's not over, that we're going to live somewhere, and for eternity. Have you ever thought how long eternity is? Forever, ever, 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 ever. Think about that. In one place or another. And you say, Pastor, don't talk about hell. Don't talk about hell. There is a real hell. There is. God did not create hell for human beings. He created hell for the devil and the angels that were cast out of heaven, that had rebellion in heaven. But there is a hell. But God sent his only beloved son. That if we, it's so easy to not go to, you understand that? Understand me this morning. It's so easy not to go to hell. Amen. God gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. That if we would just believe in him, that we would not perish, but we would have everlasting life. Life that we've never had before. Now and then for eternity. Forever and ever and ever to be in that heavenly kingdom with our Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven is a wonderful place. And there's no need for any human being to go to hell. Where Jesus explained it's full of torment and gnashing of teeth. Where the worm dieth not. You're going to live one place or another for eternity. How many of you want to make that decision? And some of you have this morning that you're going to live with Jesus. Hallelujah. When you take your last breath, you're going to move to heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to move up to the east side. Heaven's waiting for every one of us. And because Jesus rose, he's made that available to every one of us. Glory to God. Praise God. So none of us have an excuse this morning to go to hell. We have an excuse to go to heaven, accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So how about the resurrection power? What does that really mean to us? Not only does it secure our eternal destination and life with God, our Heavenly Father, amen, and Jesus, but it helps us now. In the here and now. Not when we just get to heaven, everything will be okay. We have to live through this COVID-19 thing. We've got to live through the politics. We've got to live through all of this stuff that we have to live through. But Jesus empowers us to make it through. Hallelujah. He didn't say it's going to be easy. Praise God. But he says, come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Every one of us can have rest in the Spirit today because we know Jesus is no longer in that tomb. Praise God. Paul said it like this in Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, now the Holy Spirit is the one. He is the one that Jesus said is necessary for me to go away. It's necessary for me to go to the cross, to rise again, to go away, so the Comforter, one just like me, can come back. And he will be your teacher. He will be your guide. He will be your Comforter. Hallelujah. He will be everything that we need in this hour. Because Jesus died and rose again, the Holy Spirit has come. And the Word of God says through the Apostle Paul, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how much power, how much energy, divine energy, that was used to raise Jesus from the dead when the devil and all of his angels had hold of his coattail? You're not getting out of here. You can't. We're keeping you. We finally got you here, Jesus. You're not leaving this domain. We killed you. You're in hell now. There's no way to get out. But guess what? A great light began to shine in those dark, deep regions of hell. And I believe the explosion of the Holy Ghost, the glory of God, the power of God began to shine forth in those dark regions of hell. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And Jesus began to light up. Amen. With that glory, like Moses walked down from the Sinai, his face shone. I believe for that one moment in hell, there was no more darkness because Jesus lit up that place with his glory, with his power. Hallelujah. And it was the Holy Ghost. And, you know, Paul said, if that same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he will give you life. Hallelujah. Praise God. He will bring life to your mortal bodies. I like Romans 8:10 through 11, the Passion Translation. Now, if Christ lives his life in you, and that's what happens when you accept him, and even though your body may be dead because of the effects of sin, his life-giving Spirit imparts life to you because you are fully accepted by God. Yes, God raised Jesus to life. And since God's Spirit of resurrection lives in you, he will also raise your dying body to life by that same Spirit that breathes life into you. Glory to God. Amen. In John 14:19, Jesus said this, a little longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. Glory to God. Again, I don't know what you've been going through. You don't have to be lonely anymore. And I'm here to tell you, you can dream again. Some of you, your dreams have died. You said, you know, I've made so many stupid mistakes. How many of you know what regrets are? And listen, the enemy, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren. He'll come to you and he will bring those things, those memories of the stupid mistakes, those sins, those things that you committed. For number one, God doesn't remember them anymore because they're washed away by the blood of Jesus. But the enemy will make sure you remember. Hallelujah. But listen, because he lives, you can live for the fullness life possible. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 29, it says, I know the thoughts I have toward you, saith God. They're not thoughts of evil, but thoughts of good to prosper you and to give you an expected end. He wants to fulfill your desires. He wants to fulfill your dreams. And again, they may be dead today. Relationships may be dead today, but this is resurrection day. Hallelujah. Come on. This is resurrection day. See, this is a day I'm going to resurrect because he lives. I'm rising again. And devil, watch out. Because he lives, I live also. Praise God. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Glory to God. So this is some things that God wants. Number one, God is searching for you. He's pursuing you. He's wanting to be your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit is on your side. The God the Father is on your side. Jesus is on your side. There's multitudes of angels that are assisting and helping you today. Hallelujah. They want to rescue you from the pit that you've dug for yourself. Most of the time, it's not the enemy that digs a pit. It's we who dig the pit, and we fall into it. But God can get us out of those things. He can restore the time that's been wasted. Glory to God. The years that the canker worm has been that ate up. The Old Testament and the book of Joel talks about the enemy coming in and wiping out. That some of us have had wasted years. But I believe in the name of Jesus that there's going to be an acceleration of a restoration of those things that we've lost. Amen? God's going to begin to restore because of Jesus rising from the dead. So he wants to restore you, and he wants to redeem you. Hallelujah. He purchased you with his own blood, and he purchased you to not to be a failure and again to go to hell and not achieve what God has planned for your life, but he purchased you for a purpose. Every one of you, say, I have a purpose. I want to serve God to the best of my ability with the power of the resurrection flowing and operating in and through me today. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. I love this Passion Translation in Romans in verse 19 and 20. It says this. He's praying for the church there, and he's praying for you and I. Amen. The same prayer, the same power that was prayed back then in the time of the church at Ephesus. He's praying for the body. Every one of us who have called upon the name of the Lord, and those of you this morning that might be calling on the name of the Lord. My wife Judy's going to come up and share some things with you in just a moment. I'm going to tell her to get ready. But Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 says, I pray that you will continually experience, continually. That means it doesn't matter whether COVID's here, or you get an unexpected bill in the mail, or your relationship with somebody messes up. It says, I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. That's what means we receive it by faith. We receive it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We need every morning to acknowledge that resurrection power on the inside of me. Hallelujah. On the inside of you. See, you're just not all natural. Amen? There's a part of you that's supernatural. And that's a part you've got to draw from. Amen. Be God inside minded. Hallelujah. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands this morning as Pastor Judy comes up. And I want you to praise him. Those of you that are in the kingdom right now, you heard the songs that we sang today, songs of victory. And I'm telling you that you have victory in your life. And those of you that have not accepted Jesus, you will have victory in your life. Hallelujah. Those things that seem to be dead or dying, I command them to rise on the inside of you. Say, it's time to rise in the name of Jesus today. Resurrection Day. Amen. As I celebrate the resurrection of my Lord Jesus Christ, I rise in my dreams, in my hopes, in my relationships, in things that have been dead and dying. I command the risen power of the Lord Jesus Christ to arise in my life right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, it is time to rise, isn't it? It's time to rise. Hallelujah. We watch that every year. It was like the movie of our religion, and it was just part of that. And I went to church, but I was never asked. I was never asked, are you saved? Are you born again? Do you have Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? But I was telling him, I said, we would watch this movie every year, and we loved this movie, and my daughter, you know, she's always into, you know, she said, I like this Jesus in this movie because this is the good-looking Jesus, you know, and I said, well, my Jesus is the good-looking Jesus, you know, the one that I watched. And every year we would watch that movie, and we would be so moved by it, and it came out like in the 1960s. But you know what? We would watch that movie. But we would just walk into the next room and live like Jesus didn't even exist. You know, we would watch religious movies, or we would go to our church and we knew the stories about Jesus. But he was never our personal Lord and Savior. We had never experienced his love. We never knew why Jesus went to the cross. There were stories, and we knew he died for our sins, but we didn't know that we could have that relationship. We weren't given a Bible to read. We had these big Bibles on our tables. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is alive, really alive. And and the Bible clearly says, Jesus said these words, you must be born again, or you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, what you saw when they did the opener, and what you heard from Pastor Ed, the Bible says, for God so loved you. It was love that the Father, that sent the Son to the cross. It was love for you and I, because when sin came into the world, we could no longer get into the presence of God. Because he's a holy God. And man messed up. And we mess up all the time. But you know what? When God sent Jesus, Jesus obeyed God unto death. And he went to the cross because he loved you. And you know how I know that? Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And you may be wondering, is there really a heaven and a really a hell? Is there really separation from God? When you leave this earth, I guarantee you, you are going to be conscious. And you are going to enter into either heaven or you're going to be separated from God for eternity. And the Bible says the only way to be reconciled to God is through Jesus Christ, because you know what? He paid the price for your sin. When what Pastor talked about, when he went into hell, he went down there and he took all the punishment that you and I deserve. Every curse word we ever said, every time we've damned God, every time we've said the things that we've said, Jesus paid the price and forgave us for everything. He forgives us. He forgives you now. He forgives you for eternity. But you know what? We have to receive it. We have to receive Jesus. And one day somebody invited me to a church when I was 23 years old. Had no clue about any of this. Just living my life, doing my thing, living in sin, on drugs, just doing my, you know. And I went to church that night. And I heard the message of salvation, that Jesus died for me, that Jesus loved me, that when I die, honestly, I remember thinking I'm going to go in the grave and the bugs are going to eat me. That's it. Ashes to ash, that's it. But that's not true. The real you is going to go somewhere. And I remember that night I fell in love with Jesus. He wasn't a religion anymore. He became the love of my life, and he wants to be your number one. He wants to be the love of your life. You will never experience the love I'm talking about. No, not in a personal relationship, not in anything, until you receive this Jesus. He loves you. He gave it all for you. And he did it so that you could be saved. He's not a selfish God. He's not like, you better serve me. No, he gave you a choice. And I don't know where you are in life today. I don't know whether you're young or old. I don't know where you are. But I'm telling you, God is calling you. This is the time. Don't put things on hold. Because if you leave this earth, and you don't receive Jesus, you're taking a chance of spending eternity. You know, our life is but a vapor, but eternity is forever. God created us for eternity because He loves us. And I just invite you, come and meet my Savior, because He wants to be yours. And I'm going to say this prayer. We're gonna sing this song in just a minute. And in the words, it says, "You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on this heart that is now yours." Will you make your heart Jesus' heart this morning? Will you receive Him? I'm telling you, it's not about religion. It's not about your mom and dad's religion or your grandparents. It's not just about church. It's about when you fall in love with that risen Savior. I couldn't wait to get back to church the next week. I couldn't wait to tell my friends. It was the most wonderful thing. And I know when I leave this earth, I'm just going to go right into the presence of God. And you know, you say, well, what's heaven like? Well, you know, earth is kind of a similitude of heaven. It has streets of gold and mansions and homes. It's going to be awesome. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me first. Can you stand with me? And I'm going to lead you in this prayer, and it's so simple. You say, how simple is that? And let me tell you this. People say, well, I got to wait until I get right with God. I got to wait. When you receive Jesus, you'll be right with God, because everything will be forgiven. And you know what? As you walk with Him, all those things fall by the wayside. Your goodness will never get you into heaven. You can pray 24 hours a day. That will not get you into heaven. The only way, the truth and the life, is accepting that Jesus died for your sins. He paid the price, and receiving Him as Jesus. It was very simple. A man asked the Apostle Paul in the Bible, he said, what must I do to be saved? And the Apostle Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. So I would like you to bow your heads for just a moment and say this prayer with me. Heavenly, could you say this after me? Could you receive Jesus today? Let's all say it together. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning and we thank you for sending Jesus, for dying for my sins. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. And I surrender my life to you today. I thank you that I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. In Jesus' name. And if you said that for the very first time, I'm telling you, you are born again. You are saved. You are going to spend eternity. We're going to hang out in heaven. You can come and visit me at my mansion. Hallelujah. Let's all lift our hands and sing this song. Hallelujah. Let's sing it with all your heart.